F.R. David's, and a real classic track there called Words. Of course, it's 10:45 here in the UK, and talking of classics, yeah, I'm hoping a classic is going to be on the phone in just a few moments' time, actually, because we're going to be talking to Paul Ronson, and he's going to be joining us from the rural plains of East Anglia. Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it? Oh, look, he's got the window open. So let's hope now that Paul Ronson's there on the phone. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Mark.
And how are you this morning?
I'm tiddly good, thank you very much indeed.
Hey, but let's get some applause on the show.
That must be for you.
Are you all right?
I'm absolutely fine, actually. And where I'm sat, I'm in the Mid-Suffolk studio. I'm actually looking out over a field that's nearly 5 miles long.
5 miles long?
Yep, absolutely marvellous.
I hope you've been out helping to plough it this morning, then.
Well, no, I've been observing the farmer in the distance.
Hey, that sounds good to me. Yeah, we can hear the birds in the background, so that's all right.
Yep.
Now, of course, you are well known for your programmes right here on East Point Radio, like Sounds of the 70s, which goes out live on a Friday, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Between 11 and 12, we go back in to the 70s, play some great hits. And, of course, there's all those wacky characters who pop in, like this Yoxman bloke from Cotfield Hall on the A12, who claims he's more famous than you.
Is that true?
Well, that's what he keeps saying.
I'll have to be having a word with him.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, we've got Tony Blackout as well.
Tony Blackout, I like.
Yeah, he's our send-up, of course, of the one and only Tony Blackburn, so...
Yeah, well, that sounds good, and... hang on, Paul. Sorry about this. Just a minute. Oh, dear, what's going on now?
Didn't let the dog back in.
Oh, dear.
Has he got Lee Milner?
I don't know. I think she might be here in a few moments, actually.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I think... Has he gone? I think the dog's gone now, so everything's nice and quiet again, Paul. So
we're all controlled, okay. Are we?
Yeah, I think so. Well, as controlled as this programme can be, put it that way.
Have you had Malcolm, the IT guy, come in yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, right, OK.
No, I needed that last week, actually. We had all sorts of problems, but I'm hoping... I'm touching wood when I'm saying this, that everything's sorted out now.
It's all working fine.
Now, tell us about the Sounds of the 70s. Obviously, you've got a huge library of great music from the 70s that you feature on your show, haven't you?
I certainly have, yes. So we sort of pepper it about with a bit of disco, because of course that was very big in the 70s, and some of those old classic 70s hits as well, yeah. So, really fun to do it, and it takes me back, of course, to the time when I did it for a living, so...
Yes, this was on a station called Piccalilli, wasn't it?
Piccalilli, that's right, yes. Well, there's lots of derivatives. And but yes, through the night radio, that's where I started, the graveyard slot.
Hey, I remember it well up in Manchester there.
Yeah, that's right. There's some great stars on that station, actually. People like Roger Day, Steve England, guys who were in the original pirate ships back in the 60s.
Oh, now you're talking.
And then, of course, they came on land and had a wonderful life. Lifestyle, so they kept telling me.
Yeah, do you know, I can remember going up there to the Piccadilly Plaza.
That's the one.
Yes, and this is in my misspent youth, you see. So.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you a classic story, Mark. When I actually checked in to do my show one evening, I used to park on the top of the plaza, and it was pouring with rain. I had my record box with me, and of course there was security. You had to press several buttons to get through to where we needed to go to, down into the piazza. And I remember pressing the button, and the guy said, hello? And I said, it's Paul Ronson, Piccadilly Radio. He said, aye, my name's Elvis Presley as well, clear off. And I had to beg him while being soaked.
Oh, dear.
Those were the days.
They were the days, yes. Now, yeah. Of course, up there in Manchester at Piccadilly Radio, you inherited the boss of Radio London, didn't you?
We did, indeed. The very ultimate boss was Philip Birch, of course.
Who, wonderful chap, yeah.
The chairman. And then he who must be obeyed was a guy called Colin Walters, who actually came from BBC Radio Nottingham.
I've never heard of them, Paul. Never heard of them.
Well, there you go. So, it's some trainee station, you know, for community radio and also for commercial radio.
Yes, I think it must be. And, you know, the only thing I've heard is there's lots of cutbacks in that area, but we won't go into that.
No, that's true. I see the day when BBC Radio Suffolk will be merged into Norwich at the Forum there, and them and Radio Norfolk will all be merged as one and be called BBC East Anglia.
I'm sure you're right.
How's that for a prediction?
Yeah, well, I'll hold you to that. I'm recording this, by the way, Paul, so I can, you know, refer to it at later stages.
See if I was right, yeah. I've got my Mystic Meg hat on, that's it, yeah.
Now, apart from the Sounds of the 70s, which, as you were saying, is live on a Friday from 11 to 12, and also repeated on Saturday and Tuesday as well, that's the commercial out the way now, Paul.
Okay, thank you very much. There's another fiver in the post for you.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'll look out for it. Now, Smooth Jazz Live on a Sunday from 3 till 4. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Smooth Jazz at the weekend. I actually got into that genre back in the 80s when I used to go over to America quite a lot and doing business and also socialising holiday-wise to Florida. And, of course, Smooth Jazz was born there, really. All these great guitarists, saxophonists, it's all very laid-back. Everybody driving is extremely slow. And where a lot of America's wealth goes and retires down there. Just fell in love with the music and I've followed it ever since, really. So, yeah, Sunday afternoons, it's a lovely way to spend a Sunday. Plug, 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 between 3 and 4. And, again, it repeats on a Friday afternoon as well.
Now, I must admit, I try and catch as much of your programmes as possible because I do enjoy them, and that's being perfectly genuine about that now. And the one thing which I like is the originality in the programmes. And, of course, on your Sound of the 70s in particular, all the features you put into the show.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Another fiver in the post for you. for me, radio, and of course, listeners, you must know that Mark and I do all this for fun. We're not being paid, of course, for community radio, and it's just great to be able to do radio for fun. And so that's what it should be to the listener.
Yeah, but there's one thing, Paul, that I have heard this morning from Lily. And she sent me an email, actually.
Oh, right.
And apparently the budget for this show, The Monday Montage, on a Monday, has now gone up to 33p.
33p?
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
That's pretty good.
It's not bad, is it?
That's pretty good. You'll be able to get yourself at least 5 downloads for that.
You know, but we do enjoy doing the radio, and that's why all the presenters here on East Point Radio, of course, not leaving anybody out. We mustn't do that. And we all enjoy radio for what it is, and we just like being involved with it, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. And when we get together as well, have our little group get-togethers at Alton Broad there, it's just nice to see everybody. You know, you say we've got a great selection of presenters. In fact, I spoke to a lady at the weekend who said, oh, I've been listening to your station for the first time, Paul. It's absolutely wonderful. I used to listen to Radio 2 and Radio Suffolk, but now it's you guys.
Well, I'll tell you this. She's obviously got a lot of sense then, if she's abandoned the other ones you mentioned there.
Well, this is it. I think there should be a campaign, you know, around Suffolk, for sure.
Well, I've been saying this for ages, you know, that, you know, we need to make sure that more and more people are aware of what we do and how we do it and why we do it and everything else.
Well, I think over the weekend, of course, it was the Suffolk, Lowestoft First Light gig, wasn't it?
On I saw it on the TV, yes, I saw it on the television.
I think we should have some sort of presence there if they do it again, don't you?
Oh, definitely, yes. I hope that Lily's listening to this.
Yeah, well, even if it's just me dressed in an East Point Radio T-shirt, waving a flag or something like that, you know, we'd donate here. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we could always get Bill down there, couldn't we? You know?
Yeah, we could, that's right. In his handkerchief hat on the beach.
Yeah,
be
that's
good.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably need it. Oh, dear, what have I said? Yes. But anyhow, it's great to be involved with the station. And, of course, the radio station itself has been running now for some 6 years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. That's right, yes. And, of course, the story of it was the merger, wasn't it, between two community stations?
Yes.
And, you know, very famous now for being the UK's most easterly radio station.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And nobody can get away from that fact, can they?
No, absolutely. That's right. So, you know, I think the more and more listeners that we can achieve, you know, obviously it's going to be great for the community, really. And I've got to say, your show you do on Mondays, and again, I'm going to return all the compliments now. You put so much effort into it, and you know, the features that you do, the job features and the local stuff when you speak to people, the interviews, absolutely first class.
I've got the checkbook in front of me, Paul. I'll
just make it out. That's right. Lots of zeros on the end.
Yeah, okay then. I'll make sure I do that. Now, give us the times of your shows again. Sounds of the 70s live on a Friday from
11 a.m. until 12 noon. And then Smooth Jazz at the weekend, live on Sundays, 3 p.m. until 4 p.m. UK time.
Hey, that sounds good. Both excellent programmes, and I can recommend them. And I must admit, I listen to them whenever I can, so that's good. Now, I know from rural East Anglia, it must be a lovely day down there, looking out of our window on the world here on the radio station. It looks brilliant across Lowestoft Harbour this morning.
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful. In fact, a bit further down the coast where I am in mid-Suffolk, it's a little cloudy actually at the moment. Only about 18 degrees today, not in the 20s, but it's going to go back up again by midweek.
Well, that can't be bad, can it? At last, we are, hopefully, with all the stuff that's going on at the minute, at least we've got some decent weather, put it that way.
Yeah, marvellous stuff, yeah. I mean, when it does go hot here, it goes very hot.
Yeah, it certainly does. Hey, Paul, can I thank you for being on the programme this morning?
It's been a dream come true.
And let's hear it from Paul. Oh, that's good. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I like that bit. Now, Paul, can you stay on the line just about 30 seconds after we finish talking?
I most certainly can.
I'll come back to you. OK, then.
OK.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Cheers, Paul. That's Paul Ronson there, the star of Sounds of the 70s, live on a Friday, 11 through till 12 here on East Point Radio, the programme being repeated on a Saturday and Tuesday, and also Smooth Jazz, again live on a Sunday from 3 till 4, repeated on the following Friday from 1 through till 2. You're listening to East Point Radio.